It's been over a month since the general election, but there are still two Vermont House seats yet to be determined. VPR's Amy Noyes has been looking into how ballot recounts are conducted in Vermont.
On election day, most Vermont voters insert their ballots into a vote tabulator machine. The machine scans each ballot. Then at the end of the day, the tabulator prints out a report stating how many votes each candidate received. If the election is very close, a candidate can ask for a recount. For the past couple years, Vermont law has dictated that recount must be done using a tabulator. Jim Pelkey has been Franklin County Clerk for 17 years. He's presided over several recounts, both counting by hand and using vote tabulators. He says he thinks tabulators are an improvement over hand recounts.
I think you're eliminating the potential for human error that you would have by hand counting and hand recording the totals. I think it's faster and more accurate, in my opinion.
Pelkey can recall contested statewide races where it took days to recount all the Franklin County ballots by hand. And he thinks the vote tabulators significantly speed up the process.
So I think it's a good system. I mean, I think the hand count is good too, but it would have taken us, hand counting ballots, it would have taken us probably twice as long to count the ballots as it did through the tabulator.
Last month, Pelkey oversaw one of three recounts in races for the Vermont House. In Franklin County, the results were conclusive, and progressive Democrat Cindy Weed was elected over incumbent Republican Larry Fisk. The other two recounts happened in Windsor and Orange counties, and those two races have yet to be determined. With just weeks to go before the start of the legislative session, inconsistencies in recounting procedures are being examined in both races. This week, a judge in Windsor County ordered a second recount in the race between Democratic incumbent Sarah Buxton and Republican challenger David Ainsworth. Election Day results had Buxton on top by three votes, but a tabulator recount resulted in a tie with exactly 1,000 votes apiece. After several hours of testimony on Wednesday, the parties agreed the status of two ballots couldn't be determined. The ballots in question were not clearly marked, and it was not apparent if the machines had actually counted them. Windsor County Clerk Pepper Tepperman, who presided over that recount, declined to comment, but Valley News reporter Matt Hongoltz-Hetling was in the courtroom.
It still appears that some decisions were made in the moment in a way that was not standardized, and in this case at least, led to a recount that people didn't feel great about.
Meanwhile, in Orange County's two-seat Orange 1 district, Republican Representative Rodney Graham won one seat, and County Clerk Lisa Eastman says the race for the second seat is being disputed because of a few questionable ballots. Republican Bob Frenier's 8-vote margin over Progressive Democrat Representative Susan Hatch Davis shrunk to 6 votes in a tabulator recount.
And there are 3 ballots, which are 6 votes, that are not added to that because they're in dispute.
Hatch Davis has petitioned the court for a second recount, and she's asking that the next count be done by hand. Vermont's election laws were updated in 2014, and for the first time, the law spelled out that recounts should be conducted using vote tabulators. But towns with under 1,000 voters are not required to use vote tabulators. And because of that, Eastman says, when it came time to do a recount, there were only a few local election officials with experience using the tabulators.
But my understanding is that by statute, recounts are done by tabulator and that's pretty clear. But in this race, 5 of the 6 towns were counted by hand in the original election because they don't use tabulators.
Towns that don't use the tabulators still use ballots that can be scanned, provided by the Secretary of State's office. So those original ballots were read by the tabulators in the recount. Eastman says a judge will hear Hatch Davis's request next Friday.
The 16th, I believe that, you know, the judge hopefully will determine whether or not we will have another recount and if there was any conduct that would rise to the level of not having this first recount.
The 2017 legislative session officially gets underway January 4th. and election officials hope by then they'll be finished counting ballots. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.